Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along on a Wednesday. A rainy Wednesday, guys. Lots to get to. So much as we go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now. This is going to be interesting. He's one of our listeners. When I go through the Town for Tire text line, I'm always reading one from Scott and Erica. Well, Scott Dusko is joing us right now. How you doing, Scott?
Doing well today, Arnie. How are you?
Well, good. And say hello, of course, to Brady and Rich. We're all here today.
What's up, Scott?
Hey, Brady. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Scott.
What's going on, guys?
Off the bat, first of all, when we get a text from you, it says Scott and Erica. Why doesn't it say Scott or Erica? And do you usually send in the text? Is it Erica who sends in the text? Is that your wife? What's going on here?
Well, it's my girlfriend.
Okay.
And we're often in the car working together. We do delivery work around the area. So it's either me driving and her texting or her driving and me texting. And we listen to you guys all the time. So that's the reason.
Yeah, you definitely text us a lot. It's awesome. And I never know if it's from Scott or if it's from Erica, but it's always from one of you guys. So
we'll start denoting now.
There you go. Well, listen, the reason we dragged you in here kicking and screaming, I'm sure, is because you have quite a backstory to tell. You worked with the Philadelphia Phillies. Is that correct? And what did you do?
Yeah, I worked for the Phillies from 96 to 2000. The first 2 years, I was the bat boy and clubhouse attendant in the visiting clubhouse. And then the final years, I worked as just a clubhouse attendant in the Phillies clubhouse, in the home team clubhouse.
So I always thought that bat boys were like 10 and under, but evidently bat boys are like 20 and under. How old were you when you were the bat boy?
Well, I was 17 in 96. They had a bat boy, and he had some medical things going on, and he had to quit his job. And my buddy was a clubhouse attendant, and he was a bat boy too. He started in the strike season of 94. And when the kid, couldn't do it anymore, he's like, "Hey, I got a job for you if you want it." And I was just graduating high school at the time, and I said, "Yeah, let's do it." And then a month later, I was a bat boy in the 1996 All-Star Game.
Wow!
So you're the bat boy. You graduated high school fine, but did you stop going to class so you could make it to game time? I don't know how this works. Like, did you do all the games
well,
or what?
There's an interesting backstory to that that I'm not going to share here, but I was able to start right away. Yeah, so like that happened in June, and I did miss 2 weeks of school for another reason, but yeah. So
is that story more interesting than the Bat Boy story?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was at odds with some of the teachers at the school, and I wound up. I wound up getting kicked out of school, and then I didn't graduate. I didn't walk with my graduation. And then, like, my parents got involved, and eventually the school knew that they were wrong, and I wound up taking my final exams in August. Oddly enough, Tiger Woods, I think, won or was playing in one of his first tournaments that weekend while I was taking my finals in some teacher's house that I didn't even know. I got my diploma. I got my diploma in September.
Oh, I love it. I have a frat buddy who was a clubhouse manager for the White Sox. He said the tips were fantastic. Did you get a bunch of nice tips? Or, I mean, not really. Was it cash? What'd you get?
Yeah. The Houston Astros were amazing. Ellis Burks from the Colorado Rockies with, like, who was it? Larry Walker, yeah. Dante Bichette,
Talk to us, though. Money, like Kunskis? Talk to us here.
Yeah, hundreds.
Wow.
So the team comes in for 3 days, three, maybe 4 days, maybe 2 days, whatever it is. So we're taking care of them the whole time, We're hanging their laundry. We're getting them their food. Doing all the stuff for them. And in Philly, everyone wants a cheesesteak, so we're going out and getting cheesesteaks for everybody. But, yeah, so at the end, when it's called getaway day, when they leave, we're loading up all the laundry, we're putting all their equipment onto the truck to go to the airport, and as they're going, the players, they'll walk by you, slap $100 in your hand,
wow.
$50 in your hand.
Huh.
When I worked for the Phillies, that was a little different situation because they give you end-of-the-year tips. And
you're right.
The biggest tip I got was from Kurt Schilling, and that was for $5,000.
Wow! Yeah. Do you have to split that, or that all goes to you?
No, that was to me.
Wow.
So clubhouse attendant got their own amount from the players. Kurt was the most on that team. I think that was 98 or 99. You know, we had Desi Relaford, who's a friend of the show.
He's our guy.
I still talk to him all the time.
I'm quitting radio.
Doug Glanville sat right next to Relaford, and next to them was Paul Bird, who, when he signs the baseball, always puts the Bible reference on there.
Oh, wow.
Connecting it with yesterday's show.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, Kurt Schilling, he didn't used to let me. He would pay me to wash his cars. He had a Ford F-150 that was souped out. He let me use his wash his SLK 500 convertible Mercedes over a 10-game road trip.
What, to pick up girls or something like that?
Yeah, I was a little nervous about riding around in Kurt Schilling's car. All my buddies were like, let's go to New York City.
Yeah.
Let's do this and that. And, you know, I had some fun with it, but I kept it low-key because, you know.
Yeah, it's like that parking lot attendant in Ferris Bueller's
Day Off.
Yeah,
I was about to say that, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, I have another interesting story from the visiting clubhouse. You guys want to hear that
one? Yeah, absolutely.
So we had the steroid era going on, right?
Yeah.
In the 90s. And I forget whether it was the Padres or the Houston Astros were in town. And it's the end of the night. It might have been the Astros because they always stayed late, these guys. You know, Craig Biggio, Tim Bogart, Jeff Bagwell, that team, all those guys. So night's over. We're hanging the laundry at the end of the night. So we have time while the rest of the laundry is in the dryer. I was like, all right, let me go to the bathroom. Stack of adult magazines there to the bathroom. And so I go in, I'm in the bathroom, doing my thing. And, you know, someone is in the stall next to me. So I'm in there and I look, and all of a sudden I look down and the hypodermic needle comes rolling under the stall divider into my stall.
Wow.
I see this big hand reach under, grab the needle. I'm getting out of here. Let me get out of here. I get out of there and go into the back room, and the guy comes and you know, says, don't worry about anything. Are you scared? And it was Ken Caminiti.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, the big league star who wound up, you know, passing away.
That's
so
right.
That stuff was relevant, man, back then.
We're talking with one of our great listeners, Scott Dusko. I mean, I can't even imagine what your ears must have burned like being 20 feet away from those Philly fans on a night when the Phillies were playing like garbage. They're the worst fans in the world, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it was, you know, back in the, we were at the Vet back then. So
that's even worse.
Wow.
Yeah, it was interesting. We were really bad, though. So, you know, there wasn't many people there. And we had a lot of the people I dealt with were like the autograph hounds, the memorabilia people. They were worse than, like, you know, the Philly fans. I guess I'm one of those Philly fans. So.
You talk about Schilling being one of the best guys you came across. Who's the worst guy you came across?
Well... The ones that people know, you got like Barry Bonds, he was a jerk for sure. Roger Clemens. We went out, quick story about Roger Clemens, he was with the Blue Jays at the time. We went, he wanted cheesesteaks for like the whole team, you know, like 40 cheesesteaks. So I was the one who was sent to go get the 40 cheesesteaks. Got the 40 cheesesteaks, come back, no tip.
Wow.
No tip for the clubby. No tip for anybody. Yeah.
Wow.
So that was weird. One time I had Bobby Bonilla when he was on the Mets. He wanted some sushi and a sport Walkman. Remember those Walkmans? yellow and they clipped. He wanted the CD version. So I went downtown and got him the sushi and the Walkman, and he gave me $500.
Oh, wow. Bobby Bo.
Well, he's getting paid until like 2090, so he can afford it.
Yeah, he was good. So here's another interesting thing. When the pitcher, when he pitches, the starting pitcher, the night after, he has to shag the fly balls in the outfield, you know, during batting practice. So he collects all the balls and then takes them back into the batting practice pitcher so they can continue. So this was the Florida Marlins. They had a guy named Kevin Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember him as a pitcher. He was really good. And one time he asked me, he's like, hey kid, you want to go shine the balls for me? Because pitchers would often pay, you know, the bat boy to go do that. So I was out there, and I did it for him, and he stiffed me. He didn't tip me.
Oh.
So the next time he was in town, he asked me to do it again. It fell on having a thong. And I was like, well, you know, you didn't pay me last time I did it for you. And he's like, you made a big deal about it the whole weekend. Oh, the clubby,
how funny.
Says I didn't pay him, and it was a big joke.
That's when I fake an injury and make him pay for my medical bills.
Yeah, one time when I was out shagging the fly balls, Al Leiter, he threw knuckleballs at you.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so you try and catch a knuckleball, you know, just a 17-year-old kid. I played baseball growing up and had a little bit of skill, but...
That's so funny.
Scott, Al Leiter throwing knuckleballs at you.
before we let you go, I'm wondering, it's the end of the year. And be honest, do you ever take any memorabilia like, oh, hey, is that Roger Clemens' jersey? Or is that, sitting on the floor or something? Is that a bat on the floor? Is that a ball on the floor?
Well,
is that a Mike Schmidt bat?
We were just, like, allowed to kind of have that stuff, like bats and balls. Like, I got a ton of broken bats. You know, I have a Dennis Eckersley autographed bat that I got, which I thought was kind of unique. I have like Mark McGwire. I have a lot of autographed baseballs. I had some Vladimir Guerrero stuff that I gave to a Dominican friend because I thought he'd like it. I got rid of a lot of this stuff.
Gonna say if you wanna donate some stuff to the 101.3 The Game giveaway fund, we know where we're coming to.
You have Ken Griffey Jr. I
probably do have some stuff down at my mom's house. She lives like right outside of Philly. So next time I'm down there, I'll take a peek and see if I could find anything for you there.
I love it. All right, he's one of our listeners, Scott Dusko. Of course, he worked in Major League Baseball with the Phillies. Love the stories. That is unbelievable. They're certainly funny. Keep the tweets coming in. We love when you do them, when you send them on in. So we certainly are the texts, the tweets, whatever you call them. But we do appreciate it, Scott. And say hello to your better half for us.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Appreciate all that you do, and I can't wait to text you guys in a little bit.